On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me, our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, Lene Rash from the BSU Women's Basketball Team. First of all, congratulations on a great weekend, Lene.
Thank you.
You come to Bemidji State from Rainy River Community College. How did that transition take place for you?
Well, it was a big transition, actually. Big difference in the program and how it's run, far as practice and things like that. But I come from a very good basketball background, so it wasn't that much of the transition wasn't that hard, but I'm getting used to it, and it's pretty fun so far.
How did you get recruited to come to BSU?
I guess just playing, really. Coaches were contacting my previous coach from Rainy River, and Coach Kerfman was one of them. I remember a lot of times after the games last year, a lot of people come to me and say, I heard you're going to BSU. Well, that's before I even knew I was going to BSU. And then I started talking with Coach Kerfman, and that's how I ended up here.
Wow, it's such a great story. I know after seeing the stats from this last weekend, you're a great fit for this program, obviously putting up a number of points. You had 24 points on Friday night and then a number of points on Saturday night to help your team to a 2-0 record already this season. What's that been like working with these girls?
Working with my team, it's pretty fun. We actually came together pretty quickly. The chemistry is flowing pretty good. I thought that would be a challenge at first, but it's actually working pretty good. I know when we played against UND on Thursday, that was probably one of my favorite games thus far. We played really good together as a team, just overall, a lot of effort from everyone, even the bench, and it was just fun.
Going back to that game against UND, you guys are playing a D1 school, UND, in an exhibition game. You said it was fun. Is it a challenge to go up against a team that you know is that caliber?
Yes, it was very much so a challenge. They were very physical. The style of reffing was actually different that game as well. They kind of let us play more. We were all over the floor and stuff like that. So the game was, yes, it was a great challenge. But I guess that's what brought more fun into it.
You're originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Being that you're so far from home, has it been a challenge for you being in northern Minnesota?
Yes. This is actually my second year now being this far from home. I usually, when I first started out, I was at a junior college in Iowa, so it was only about 3 or 4 hours from home. But now being about 10 hours from home, it's a challenge. Probably more so, too, because I have a little one, a daughter. But I'm making it work.
That's got to be a challenge that you don't hear a lot of college athletes that also have children. How do you do it? I commend you. That he must be Superwoman or something. How do you do it?
Well, I can't say it's easy. It's not easy at all. It's actually very hard, but I just look at the bigger picture of what I'm trying to do with my life and trying to get a degree to better me and my daughter so we can have a better life. So I just kind of look at it like that, and I use her as motivation to keep going.
What are you majoring in here at BSU?
Sociology.
What do you want to be when you're done with college?
I want to work in, like, I don't really know the name of the job yet, but the field I want to go in is more like working with juveniles and, like, rehabilitation programs, keep them on the right track and out of trouble, things like that.
Very admirable. You guys come off of a great weekend. You put up a number of points. Looking ahead, you've got two more non-conference games, Mayville State this Friday here in Bemidji. How do you prepare for this Friday's game?
Well, we're just going to go and practice, and we're going to keep practicing hard and use everything we learn in practice and carry that over to the games. So we're just going to continue to do that and hopefully, you know, get these wins.
Then you've got a road trip to Cedar Rapids, Iowa next Tuesday against Mount Mercy. Do you know anything about these next two teams that you're playing against?
I don't know much about the team we play on Friday, but I do somewhat know about Mount Mercy because I went to a junior college in Iowa my freshman year, and we had a couple games there. I know they're a pretty decent team. Pretty familiar with the area. It'll be closer to home, so I have some people from home coming.
What have your teammates told you about the NSIC coming into the conference?
Well, they actually haven't told me much yet. I've just been kind of just learning and watching, just kind of picking up from them as well and how they play. Going off of what they did last year, everything that they tell us this year, they said that we have a pretty good team, so I just believe what they're telling me. So we're just going to try to do as best we can this year.
Well, welcome to Bemidji and congrats, Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week. Obviously welcomed with open arms.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to beaverradionetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.